We're about to begin Maseches Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia means the middle gate. Bava Kama was the first gate. Bava Metzia is the middle gate. And Bava Basra that follows this will be the last gate. And that's because these three Masechtos are all part of one unit called Maseches Nezikin. According to one opinion, they were originally one Masechta and then subsequently divided up. And this middle gate, Bava Metzia, is going to deal with the business relationships between people. Bava Kama dealt with theft and illicit taking of other people's property and damages. And now we're going to talk about normal business. And it begins, the first two chapters will deal with items that are found and lost items. Follow that, we'll deal with things that are deposited by other people. After that, the fourth chapter will deal with how do we acquire portable objects and overcharging. The fifth deals exclusively with the laws of ribis, the laws of taking interest. The sixth parak will deal with overcharging that occurs in rentals and hiring people, and in general, the laws involving craftsmen. The seventh chapter will deal with the laws of guardians of objects. The eighth parak will deal with the laws of a borrower and the laws involving rental of houses and property. The ninth parak will deal with laws involving sharecroppers, also about payment of workers, and also if you need to take a mashkon, to take a collateral against a friend who owes you money. The tenth and final chapter will deal, actually as sort of a bridge to the next Masechta Bava Basra, which deals with real estate law. This deals with what happens if we have joint properties together, me and a friend. Let's begin the first Mishnah, Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Shtaim ochzin betalis. Two people come to the court and they're holding on to a garment. Ze omer ani mitzasiya. One of them says, I found this garment, therefore it's mine. Ze omer ani mitzasiya. One of them says, I found it, and therefore it's mine. Essentially, each one is claiming that the other fellow came along after I already picked it up and picked it up, and it was really mine. He just came along afterwards. However, it is possible that neither of them is lying, and that would be in an instance where they picked it up simultaneously, and therefore each one of them believes in their right, but at the same time, they both have a right to it. The Mishnah continues, Ze omer kula shali, v'ze omer kula shali. This one says it's all mine, this one says it's all mine. Now, there are two ways to interpret this second statement of kula shali, ze omer kula shali. One way of interpreting it is simply that it's the Mishnah gave a sort of a overall rule, I found it, and then now it says, on the basis of that, one says it's mine, one says it's mine. The other way of interpreting it, though, is that it's actually a separate case, and unlike the case of Metzia, of where I found a lost object, and it became mine by virtue of the fact that I picked it up, rather, this is dealing with a case of purchasing, where each one of us says, I purchased it from the dealer, and the dealer does not remember. He knows he took money from both, but he doesn't remember who he actually sold it to originally. And therefore, each one maintains that they are the true purchaser of the object. So the Mishnah tells us that the law is Zeh Yishava She'en Lo Pachas Michetzia, Zeh Yishava She'en Lo Pachas Michetzia. Each one of them has to swear that they have nothing less than 50% of it. Now, we don't let them swear that they have all of it, because we don't have a person swear for something that he's not going to achieve. He's not going to get all of it. So we don't have him swear that it's all mine. At the same time, we don't want him to swear that only 50% of it is his, because he maintains all of it is his. He can't swear something that he doesn't believe in. And therefore, we say he should swear that I certainly have no less than 50%. I maintain I have more, but I certainly have no less. And after they each swear, v'yachloku, now they will divide it up 50-50. Now the Gemara points out that from the actual halacha min adin, they could really divide it up without taking an oath, since both of them are holding on to this talis, holding on to this garment. But it's a takanas hachamim. The hachamim made a decree that they should divide it with the shvua, with an oath, in order to deter people from grabbing other people's items and maintaining that it's theirs. Therefore, the oath deters them from that. The Gemara also explains that we're talking about a scenario where they're holding onto the strings of this talus, but not actually onto the body of the talus itself. Because if they were holding onto the body of the talus, the halacha would be that whatever is under your hand, you have the chazaka on, you have the control over, and it belongs to you. And they would only divide up the part of the talus that's not in their hands. Therefore, we want to say that this scenario is speaking where they were holding only onto the fringes of it. Therefore, the whole garment gets divided up between the two of them. The Mishnah continues with a detail of this case. Ze omer kula shalif. One of them says that all of it is mine, v'zeh omer chetzeh sheli, and the other one says, I agree that part of it is his, 50% is his, but the other half is mine. Omer kula sheli, the one who maintains that all of it is his, yishava, he should swear, she'ein lo v'apachos mishlosha chalakim, that he has no less than 3/4 of it. That would be the 50% that my friend agrees is mine, and the other half of it, I will split 50-50, so I have no less than 75%. For Omer Chetzeh Sheli, and the one who says the half of it is mine, Yishava, he should swear, She'ein lova pachas mirviya, that I have no less than 1/4 of it. I, of course, maintain I have 50%, but my friend is contesting that second half, and therefore, I say I have nothing less than 50%. Zeh notel shosha chalakim, this one who said Kula Sheli gets 3 portions, which is 75%, and this one gets 1/4, 25%.